This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when maybe, just maybe, sometime later this evening or afternoon here in the great Pacific Northwest, the smoky air will begin at least to clear. The rain actually helps that if it happens. And they're talking about rain this week. Strange, isn't it, that in the Pacific Northwest, where normally we get plenty of rain, that's something that people have been paying for with all of the fires everywhere. Look, the President of the United States is right that the immediate recourse of Democrats to blame everything on climate change and to blame these fires on climate change, that was very well rebutted, it seems to me, on air on this show when we had on Todd Meyer from the our great sponsor, the Washington Policy Center, who pointed out that if you take a look at the average temperature, there is no correlation between higher average temperatures and worse fire seasons. In fact, this fire season had not had higher average temperatures when the fires started and as they continue. And in fact, it's fairly cool right now. And there's actually a great piece that you can click on the banner for Washington Policy Center at michaelmedved.com. Go to Todd Meyer's piece that argues that to stop wildland fires, forestry, not climate policy, should be the priority. And the president has heard all about the way people do things in Finland, and he's inspired by that. Well, good. But you know what? You can look closer to home. There's actually one of the better movies I've seen this year, which is a film called Rebuilding Paradise. It's a documentary by Ron Howard, and it's about that nightmarish, I mean, utterly nightmarish fire in 2018 in around Sacramento. It was actually near Chico, California, where this town of Paradise, there were 87 people who died. It was a really tragic, awful fire. And one of the things you see in the movie is that as they are rebuilding, one of the things they do is they work with the local Indian tribes to use age-old historic means of fire suppression, which means controlled burns of some of the underlying brush. And look, I mean, for people on the left, how about that? How about honoring the Indian tribes, right? We're supposed to honor Native Americans, the first Americans, and their traditions. How about honoring their traditions of forestry, which could be very helpful? And you can find out about that reading the piece by Todd Myers for WPC at michaelmedved.com. Okay, there's also incredibly good news that I think deserves more celebration than it's received so far. Maybe you'll get some of that tomorrow. Tomorrow, the president is welcoming Prime Minister Netanyahu from Israel, and the president is welcoming members of the royal family from the United Arab Emirates, and they're also going to be joined by the royal family from Bahrain, because those three countries are launching common goals to actually make money and build peace, which is a great combination. And we're going to be speaking with my brother, Jonathan Medved, who actually had, I don't want to say had some role in this negotiation, but he's certainly one of those Israeli business leaders who has been urging for this kind of common project. I will be speaking with Jonathan from Jerusalem about the meaning of peace and also of the new lockdown that is going to make it very difficult for Jewish people in Israel celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which begins this coming Friday night. And meanwhile, there's also Portland. And one of the headlines that, of course, got my attention was Portland police rip into Mayor Ted Wheeler for banning them from using tear gas to stop life-threatening riots. And the Portland Police Bureau, which normally relies on the union to make some kind of formal press release, they've come back with a very direct statement using the official media channels of the PPB, the Portland Police Bureau. And they write, banning the lawful use of CS gas will make it very difficult to address this kind of violence without resorting to much higher levels of physical force, with a correspondingly elevated risk of a serious injury to members of the public and to officers, the statement reads. CS gas, while effective, is a significantly lower level of force than impact weapons, which would very likely be necessary to disperse riotous groups with its prohibition. In other words, what has happened here is because they have riots every night in Portland, it's become something of a local tradition, and the mayor just refuses to do anything to stop it, which is outrageous. What happens is when they dispense this CS gas, apparently there are some people who live nearby and they're complaining that the smell of the gas and its unpleasant impacts are bothering them at home. But rather than blaming the police department, how about blaming the rioters? And basically what the police bureau is now saying is because of Wheeler's decision, police will be forced to shoot members of the public at protests with pepper balls, rubber bullets, flashbang grenades, or other impact munitions. Because what else are they supposed to do? Or just allow people to riot at will and to light fires? It really is difficult to arrest individual people without significant use of force and significant injury to everyone involved, said the police department statement. If it's the choice between using CS gas and a fatality, well, I'd prefer that we weren't put in that position to make that choice. Back in June, Mayor Wheeler instructed the Portland Police Bureau to only use CS gas when there was a serious and immediate threat to life safety at a protest. This instruction was echoed in a restraining order filed by a federal judge in a case against PPB's reliance on tear gas. Yet this restriction did not significantly change the amount of gas PPB pumped into neighborhoods and city parks every night. Several lawsuits and complaints have been filed against PPB in the past month by Portlanders who experienced the effects of CS gas while inside their own homes during a demonstration nearby. Okay, so if they don't use the gas that they're trying to use right now to head off the rioters, what are they supposed to do? On Sunday, police arrested a man who confessed to starting a brush fire with a Molotov cocktail in Portland. They booked him in Multnomah County Jail. Portland being Portland, the authorities released the suspect that same evening. The man then went on to start six more fires before the police arrested him yet again. In other words, within 24 hours of his release, he started six other fires. Then the cops have now taken him to a mental hospital, to a hospital for a mental evaluation. How about this evaluation? This is a very bad guy who ought to go to jail for a long time. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show. Obviously, the wildfires are a disaster that has been felt by literally tens of millions of people, and not just the people evacuated and people who lost their homes, but those of us who have been basically locked at home because the quality of the air Seattle usually, the Seattle area has some of the best air of any big city anywhere in the world. And partially because of where we're situated, and partially because there are a lot of trees that help with consuming a lot of the CO2 and other stuff from the air. Not the last couple of days, we've had the worst air in the country. And Joe Biden basically gave a talk today suggesting that the wildfires, which, by the way, we had terrible wildfires in 2015. Before this year, 2015 was the worst wildfire season we ever had. That was under President Obama. And yes, Vice President Biden. But here is Joe Biden today in his prepared remarks, warning people in places like Seattle, what happens if Trump wins again? Listen.
Climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly. And meanwhile, Donald Trump warns that integration is threatening our suburbs. It's ridiculous. But you know what is actually threatening our suburbs? Wildfires are burning the suburbs in the West. Floods are wiping out suburban neighborhoods in the Midwest. Hurricanes are imperiling suburban life along our coast. If we have four more years of Trump's climate denial, how many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms? If you give a climate arsonist four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze? If you give a climate denier four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised when more of America is underwater? We need a president who respects science, who understands that the damage from climate change is already here. Unless we take urgent action, we'll soon be more catastrophic.
Okay, look, I understand the case for doing what we can on the climate issue, but there is so little that we really can do. Does anyone honestly believe that the floods and the hurricanes will all stop when you elect Joe Biden? Does anyone really believe that? Actually, there is somebody who believes that. The failed presidential candidate, Tom Steyer, who was on CNN, who had his own scheme for stopping the forest fires, and it was really pretty simple. Listen.
There's no question it's an immediate and urgent problem, and you do wonder, or I wonder, what if this were happening in states that matter, in the Electoral College? What if this wasn't California, Oregon, Washington State, which are deemed blue states? What if this was happening in Wisconsin? What if this was happening in Florida? We see hurricanes, and all of a sudden every politician in the country descends on the hurricanes. So what if this were happening in an electoral college, a state important in the Electoral College?
Look, I think we all know that this is a global issue of climate. Right now, we're having these horrific fires on the West Coast in Washington, Oregon, and California. But we've seen floods, we've seen hurricanes, you know, in the Midwest and in Florida, in every one of those states. So, yes, we are suffering here real time in California. But in fact, this is a global problem. Look, this is crying out for national and international leadership.
What's
the number one thing we can do is elect a different president who's going to recognize the problem, deal with it forcefully at home, deal with it forcefully overseas. That's actually the only solution we have to this problem, and is, honest to God, Joe Biden.
The only solution is electing a different president? I do think it's worth, if Joe Biden wins the election, it's worth holding on to that clip. Because there will be more wildfires. I wish it were true that magically by electing a Democrat, you could stop wildfires. But you can't. Is it worth noting that in all three of these states that are devastated by the wildfires, California, Oregon, and Washington, we have very, very liberal Democratic governors? And the idea that this is all Trump's fault doesn't make a lot of sense. It really doesn't. And again, is this going to be a huge voting issue that moves people in some of the crucial battleground states like Wisconsin and Minnesota and Nevada and Arizona, where the president is going today? There's new polling about all of that. The new polling basically shows a very, very close race. There's a Siena New York Times poll that put together the people of Minnesota with the people of Wisconsin. Two swingy, swing states. And what they showed is, and it is fascinating to me, there are two issues where Joe Biden seems to have a very big advantage. The issues are race relations and unifying America. On those issues, he's almost 20 points ahead of Trump. On the coronavirus, it's closer. Biden's 11 points ahead. When it comes to violent crime, they're tied. When it comes to law and order, they're tied. When it comes to the economy, Trump is 5 points ahead. I think that's worth remembering. There's also a Fox News poll, and since it is a Fox News poll, I think people should take it seriously. On the one hand, it's deeply, deeply alarming. On the other hand, I think it's revealing. Despite the Trump campaign, says Fox, and the president himself repeatedly questioning the mental acuity of Joe Biden, a larger percentage of U.S. adults say they believe the Democratic presidential candidate has the traits best suited for the job. A slight majority of likely voters, 51%, told Fox News they believe Biden has the mental soundness to be president. That's more than the 47% who say the same about Trump, who's 74. Okay, that's basically a tie. But you know what's shocking about that? Half the electorate thinks neither of these guys has the mental acuity to be president. So, what does that mean? What that means is, let's take a look at something that Trump did that is incredibly good. I'll be talking with my brother Jonathan in Jerusalem, coming right up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump getting an up-close look at some of the damage caused by the wildfires in California.
Pass me good, strong forest management, which I've been talking about for 3 years with the state, so hopefully they'll start doing that.
The president meeting with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in the state. President Trump holding one of his rallies in Phoenix, Arizona as well today. Hurricane Sally is getting ever closer to landfall as it churns in the Gulf of Mexico. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says Biloxi is now in the main path of the storm. These Biloxi residents say they're getting ready for the storm.
What I heard on the news this morning, that it's going to be slow and it's going to be hanging over us and it's coming right for us. So it's kind of like nerve-wracking. And we came out this morning to get some sand and we haven't left.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There is big news from Israel, and a lot of it very, very good, and a lot of it, well, not so great. To talk about that news, nobody better to talk to than my brother. Jonathan Medved is a leading member of the Israeli business community. He is very active in political affairs and even to some extent in foreign affairs in Israel. His company, Our Crowd, is a leader in the high-tech sector of the Israeli economy. John, great to speak to you, and I would imagine that there was a great deal of joy about the recognition of Israel and the diplomatic relations suddenly with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Would I be right?
Absolutely. This is really about the best news we could get, and Lord knows in this difficult time that the world is going through, with the pandemic, we need some good news. And the fact that after 72 years, we are not just being recognized, but we're signing a peace treaty and normalization and getting ready to unleash a series of joint investments and cooperation on the business and the human-to-human front, which is really going to change the world. The fact that Arabs and Jews in the Middle East are working together, and this is a warm peace. This is not a paper-only deal. It's taken 26 years since the last peace deal was signed with Jordan, and this one is the real deal. And, you know, we're very thankful for the incredible role that the U.S. played in helping us reach this important milestone.
Yeah, I mean, I know that in Norway, there is a member of parliament who's nominated President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. And with these two countries initiating this warm peace with Israel, that's not a joke anymore, is it?
No, it's not a joke, and it's not over yet. I mean, this is just the beginning. I'll predict right now openly that you will see several other countries join this process over the next several months and years. It's not going to take 26 years. I mean, bottom line is I was quoted right after the first deal 29 or 30 days ago with UAE was announced, and everyone said, well, how long will it take? You know, will it take 26 years for the next one? I said, nope. Months, and I didn't realize how quickly Bahrain would join, but others are poised to join, and we know who they are, and it's going to be, it's just a wonderful thing. I mean, there was an op-ed just published in the leading daily out of the UAE, which had this incredible quote. It said, look, why should we travel 20 hours to Silicon Valley when some of the greatest minds in technology in the world are 3 hours away in Tel Aviv? And the fact that we are now getting ready to welcome delegations of people from the Emirates, we are sending delegations there. I know that at our crowd, we're engaged in dozens of conversations at the governmental level with businesses, with individual investors, about how to cooperate on everything from food to agriculture to healthcare to solving transportation problems. Remember, this is not a this is a progressive, very advanced country, the UAE and Bahrain as well, who have not only a lot of resources and money. By the way, a GDP bigger than Israel, believe it or not, the United Arab Emirates, not that much, but about the same size. But they are also advanced. They're launching a mission to Mars. Okay, these people are building, you know, world-class hospitals and universities, and they are interested in startups. And when you can work together this way, it's going to change everything.
Is there cooperation going on right now in terms of dealing with a pandemic?
Absolutely. And all kinds of testing. In fact, before the peace deal was announced, there was an announcement which sort of was a precursor that two of Israel's largest companies, which happened to be military companies, Rafael and Israel Aircraft, were cooperating with UAE on pandemic technologies. So there's a great deal of cooperation going on vaccines, on therapeutics, on testing. And, you know, it's just, it's one of these things which you have to be insane to be against this. This is not political. This is not right or left. This is not Trump or Biden. This is not Bibi or his opponents. This is just goodness and badness. Who's against the deal? Oh, let's see. It's Hamas. It's Hezbollah. It's Iran and Turkey. Okay, whose side do you want to be on? Right? In other words, the rest of the world, Asia, Europe, every sane person in the U.S. and every sane person in Israel and all the sanity in the Arab world is in favor of it. Look at what happened at the Arab League. 22 nations of the Arab League got together, no condemnation. You know why? Because the majority of them support the deal. And this is a sea change, a game changer, which is going to bring incredible results, I think, not just to Israel and the UAE and Bahrain, but to the overall region and to the planet. It's just wonderful.
Well, again, it's incredibly encouraging news. And one of the things that I think is very clear to me from reading all about it is that this does not rule out a settlement with the Palestinians. It actually makes that kind of settlement far more likely, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what's so brilliant about it, is that, you know, with all due respect, it changes the whole dialogue. It's about how do we move forward? How do we cooperate? How do we work together? And in that venue, in that kind of environment, that's when deals get done. That's when people reach, you know, reconciliation. That's when, you know, animosity is put aside on behalf of people's common interest and common humanity. And that can only be good for Israel and its Palestinian neighbors. And you're, in my opinion, this peace train is just getting ready to pull out of the station, and a lot of people are going to jump on as we go forward.
Well, if you want to be one of those people who finds out more about the peace train and wants to jump on, and about the development of Israeli high tech, and now Israeli, UAE, Bahrain high tech with other nations to come, go to our website, go to michaelmedved.com. We have done something we've never done before. We've linked to my brother's company, which is called Our Crowd. You can click on the banner for Our Crowd at our website at michaelmedved.com. Because, honestly, this is a historic and worthwhile process for people to find out about and maybe participate in. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. And, Jonathan, even with the new lockdown, with the concerns about the pandemic in Israel, looking forward, and you have about 30 seconds, to a meaningful new year?
Absolutely. It's going to be a sweet and beautiful new year. Israel is unfortunately in a lockdown situation as of Friday, just before the eve of the new year. I guess it will help us do a reflection and repentance, and but we're all really optimistic about the new year to come. We're going to get a vaccine. We're going to get this thing licked, and the world is going to move forward, and we're happy to be part of it. So I wish you and the kids and your growing family and my growing family just all goodness, and hopefully get a chance to hug you in person soon.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And congratulations on the wonderful wedding in your family coming up. My brother Jonathan Medved from Jerusalem, talking about the recent developments in the peace process, which are epical and wonderful. You can find out more. Go to our website, click on Our Crowd. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the Medved History Store by becoming a Medhead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Right now, politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved show, I know I was making a personal allusion there when I was talking to my brother John, and I talked about the wedding and his family. That is for my nephew, my brother Jonathan's second son, his first son, and his daughter, famous daughter from the singing group Yo Nina, which is a big hit in Israel. In any event, his second son, Yossi, is due to get married, and we're hoping to participate virtually. And Yossi was a very distinguished veteran, of course, of the Israel Defense Forces, where he worked in a very special unit that I'm not supposed to talk about. And he is now one of Israel's rising filmmakers. And he's marrying just a spectacular a young woman who we had the great privilege of meeting when we were in Israel last year. If you want to learn more about our crowd at our website, my brother's company, which invests in Israeli high tech, please go to our website. Click on the banner for our crowd. And let's hope you can participate. In any event, there is something to be learned from Israel's experience with the pandemic, which is not as optimistic as the situation with the economy, which is chugging along, and the peace process, which is actually happening. The New York Times headline, which is kind of brutal, is "Second Lockdown Arrives for Jewish New Year." Israel is headed back into a nationwide lockdown for at least 3 weeks starting this Friday, the eve of the Jewish New Year holiday, in the clearest sign yet of the government's failure to contain the spread of the coronavirus. They don't like Bibi. Of course, the American press has never really liked Bibi. But when they say the government's failure to contain the spread of the coronavirus, it's not the government, it's the nation's failure to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The announcement yesterday came barely 4 months after Israel emerged from its last lockdown, too hastily, many critics said, and as its per capita infection rate rose to among the highest in the world. More than 1,100 people in the country have died from the virus. The public sector and some private businesses will continue to work under tight limitations, and citizens will only be allowed to move within 500 yards of their homes. Schools, which reopened for the new school year on September 1st, will also close on Friday for the duration of the lockdown, which will be at least three more weeks. Prime Minister Netanyahu announced the drastic and unpopular measures in a televised address yesterday, shortly before he boarded a flight to Washington, D.C. for the ceremony at the White House ushering in formal Israeli diplomatic and business ties with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. After initially winning international praise for taking swift action to contain the first wave of the virus, and Israel moved before the United States, well before, the government's bungled response to the second wave appeared all the more stunning. Israel was one of the first countries to have to impose a second nationwide lockdown. Now, one of the things that, honestly, you have to look at is what happens in our country. Because Israel, even with this second wave, which has been brutal, has 1,100 deaths. That would be the equivalent, if you adjust for the size of the population, of about 30,000, maybe 32,000 deaths in the United States. We don't have 32,000, we have 200,000. And I think that it's one of my nightmares, one of the things that keeps me up at night, honest to God, is what happens if we do have a second wave that strikes not just New York City or Houston or Chicago, but really hits the whole country again. There are a lot of epidemiologists who expect that. And then what do we do? And the one thing that allows Israel to do this, it's wildly unpopular, particularly among religious people, because it means that you're going to have services outside. It can be very hot. You would have to socially distance at services, wear masks. And this is the biggest religious holidays of the year are coming during this lockdown period. And it's also traditionally a time when it's this whole holiday season when people go out and they're shopping, and none of that is happening. You're limited to staying within 500 feet of your home. It's problematic. And there's already one member of the government who's resigned. The thing that allows Israel to do this is they have what is called a national unity government right now. You may remember that they finally settled their election disputes by having Bibi and his primary opponent working together in the same government. And what I'm terribly afraid of in the United States is that if we do have a second wave, that it becomes politicized. Especially with a significant portion of the Republican base that President Trump needs for his reelection, believing that the virus is no big deal and being totally opposed to schools closing again or businesses closing again or any further damage to the U.S. economy. But if you are talking about hundreds of thousands of more deaths and illness and hospitals that get overstaffed, that's the main reason they're making this decision in Israel, is because the hospitals there are at a point where they can't handle regular other patients for almost anything else because they're being overwhelmed with coronavirus cases. Let us hope that if we do have anything like that in the United States, there'll be able to be some cooperation, yes, even between Biden and Trump, between Republicans and Democrats. And I hope the president will bring in, on a bipartisan basis, before the election, some members of the opposition party, so it is not a partisan issue what we do next. It shouldn't be. There are two shocking polls that we're going to, and having to do with views of socialism, I mean, really, really shocking polls. We're going to cover that next time. But this time, there's a singer who some of you may remember very fondly, who is the subject of a brand new film biography. And the music is middle of the road, but the movie, well, listen to this review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The latest melodrama about the ups and downs of a beloved pop star focuses on Helen Reddy, best known for writing the iconic anthem of the feminist movement. The new film is appropriately named I Am a Woman, available now to rent on various streaming services.
My mother tells me I have to choose between career and marriage.
From now on, no one will tell us what we can and can't do.
And from now on, it's worth keeping an eye on Tilda Coben Hervey, who here delivers a genuine star-making breakthrough performance. The problem with the movie is its focus on the troubled relationship between its star and her talent manager husband, Jeff Wald, played with over-the-top nastiness by Evan Peters. It's reminiscent of the old Star is Born trajectory, but not in a good way. It's rated R for loads of harsh language and destructive drug use. 2.5 stars for I Am Woman, strong in parts, but predictable rather than invincible. And tomorrow, we'll be speaking to somebody who is almost invincibly funny, the American humorous political observer, crotchety conservative, P.J. O'Rourke. He has a new book that is called A Cry from the Far Middle. Dispatches from a Divided Land. It suggests that PJ is extreme in his centrism. And we'll also be speaking with Michael Sandel, who says the problem with Democrats and with elitists generally is being unable to recognize the dignity of work, suggesting that everything has to do with merit, where you went to school, what degrees you got. It doesn't. There are other ways of judging success, more meaningful ways, that are appropriate for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.